أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة وأنتم تبصرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ad, the people of Salih alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal spoke of how amongst the community and amongst them there were these nine people, nine individuals who were powerful, who had influence, and they were the ones who planned to assassinate Salih alayhi salam at night and to kill his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, and Allah azza wa jal saved Salih alayhi salam and his people and his community. In the closing ayat of the 19th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again speaks to us of Lut alayhi salam, the people of Lut alayhi salam, the crime and the act of shamelessness that they were involved in, and the discussion that Lut alayhi salam had with them. Walutan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent Lut alayhi salam. And these incidents are repeated time and again in Quran, and these crimes and sins that they were involved in are repeated over and over and over again in the Quran, so that we, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not make the same mistakes of the previous Ummah, and we should stay away from those actions that led to their destruction and that incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَلُوطًا, and we sent Lut alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, he said to his people, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, are you committing this act of shamelessness? وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ, and you can see that it is an act of shamelessness. You know it is an act of shamelessness. And we spoke about this previously, that they were the first community that introduced homosexuality on earth. No other people were engaged in that act of shamelessness and that act of sin before and prior to Lut alayhi salam. So he says to them, you can see with your own eyes. No one else had committed this sin and this vice. You are the first to do it. You see its results and the consequences, yet you choose to engage in this act. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً. Indeed, you are approaching men. Do you approach the men shahwatan, lustfully, min duni nisa, other than the women? We spoke of this aspect of shahwa. Shahwa, what shahwa means lust, shahwa means passion, shahwa means desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within every one of us the element of shahwa. Along with the element of shahwa, Allah has also created the element of aqd. Aqd is your intelligence. The moment your shahwa and your lust, it overpowers and it gains supremacy and ascendancy over the aqd, over the mind, then a person will commit many acts of shamelessness and vice. And he tells them, this is exactly why you are doing it. It's out of the lust. You have allowed the lust and your passion to override your aqd, your intelligence. And when that happens, you become blind, you become deaf, you will commit act of shamelessness and indecency and feel absolutely nothing about it. So he says, are you approaching men lustfully, min duni nisa, instead of women? Bal antum qawmun tajhaloon, you are an ignorant people. فَمَا كَانْ جَوَابُ قَوْمِ. Allah says the only response of his people was, when he brought up this issue with them, and this vice that they were involved in, and he advised them about it, then Allah says their only response to him was, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوتٍ قَرْيَتِهِ. What they said? They said, expel Lut alayhi salam, the family of Lut alayhi salam. This family of Lut alayhi salam, they think they are very pious, they think they are very holy, they think they are very pure. Expel them, take them out, drive them out of your city and drive them out of your village. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Indeed, they are a people who consider themselves to be pure. Now, something for us to learn from this is that sometimes we are involved in a crime, we are involved in a sin, we are involved in an act of disobedience. Expect someone to admonish you. Expect someone to advise you. And when you are advised and when you are admonished, you should never feel that the person who is telling you that you are doing wrong is considered himself to be pure or considered himself to be more pious. There are two errors that we make. One is, when we are advanced, our first response very often is, oh, so you think you are holier than me, or you think you are more pious than me, or you think that you're the only one, or I'm the only one committing vice and committing sin. This was the attitude of the people of Lut, alayhi salam. This was their response. And Lut, alayhi salam, advised them, listen, what you are doing is wrong. What did they say? Oh, you think you are too pure. You think you are too pious. You have a holier-than-thou approach. Yes, you should never have a holier-than-thou approach in advising the next person. Never consider yourself to be better than the next person, regardless of the sin and the crime that the person is involved in. You never ever look down on the person. Yes, you look down on the sin, you look down on the vice, you look down on the act that the person is involved in. But as a person, as an individual, you never consider yourself to be better than that person. And that person who is receiving the advice and receiving the admonishment should never justify the wrong that the person is doing by claiming that the one who is advising him feels that he or she is more pious or more pure or more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said to Lut alayhi salam, or they said about the family of Lut alayhi salam, innahum unasu yatataharun. These are people who claim to be pure, who consider themselves to be purer than us. So let's expel them, let's chuck them out and kick them out of our city so that we can at liberty engage in this act of shamelessness without anyone telling us how wrong it is. فَأَنْجَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we rescued him. So we find that the people of Salih alayhi salam, Aad, Thamud, they tried to assassinate Salih alayhi salam and his family. And here also we find that the people of Lut alayhi salam also tried to harm Lut alayhi salam and his family. So Allah says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We rescued him, that is Lut alayhi salam and his family, إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ, except his wife. We spoke about the wife of Lut alayhi salam. She was a passive supporter. A passive supporter of homosexuality. And she passively supported the crime and the act of indecency that they were involved in. قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we decided about her. And we had destined regarding her that she shall be from one of those who are left behind. Meaning those who remained behind and who were ultimately destroyed and who were killed by the punishment of Allah. How did Allah punish them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the punishment in more detail elsewhere. Here Allah says, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. We rained down upon them. We caused a terrible rain to fall down upon them. That rain was what? That rain was not in the form of droplets of water, but that rain was in the form of rocks and stones. After that entire city was lifted up to the heavens, and it was thrown back down onto the ground, there was rocks and stones that fell out of the sky and it struck these people until they were no more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْدَرِينَ. How evil was the reign of those who were warned. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the 19th juz of the Quran by instructing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say Alhamdulillah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided and decreed that never will Allah destroy the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regardless of the crime, regardless of the sin. Yes, every sin will have consequences, but as an ummah, an entire nation, the way Aad was completely annihilated, the way Thamud was completely annihilated, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, the people of Lut alayhi salam, an entire community and nation was destroyed. But Rasulullah says, make dua to Allah, that, O Allah, do not allow my ummah to suffer as the previous ummahs have suffered. As an entire ummah, let them not experience what the others have experienced. Allah answered that dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will never punish them while you are amongst them. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. While you are amongst them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us right up to the day of Qiyamah. He is amongst us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy this ummah completely and totally. Individuals will suffer as a consequence of the acts that they are involved in. So قل الحمد لله. Say الحمد لله. All praise is Allah, belongs to Allah. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. And O Muhammad, send peace and salutation upon the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen. That is the other prophets. So we send salat and salam upon the other prophets as well. And that's why whenever we take the name of any Nabi, we say alayhi salam. Because of the instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in this ayah that say, salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Whenever you take the name of any of those whom Allah has selected as His prophets, then say salamun alayhim. Peace be upon them. Allahu khair. Is Allah better? Amma yushrikun. Or that which they ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the polytheist. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far greater and far better than any other partner that is associated with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the Islam.